Pakistan is now at the center of a global effort to eradicate polio. While the country's only had about 100 cases this year, there is now more polio in Pakistan than the rest of the world combined. The drive to eliminate the paralyzing disease is a major logistical operation, and it's happening while the country is fighting a vicious insurgency against the Taliban. The polio campaign is costing Pakistani lives, national pride, and precious health resources. NPR's Jason Beaubien recently visited Karachi, the country's largest and most chaotic city, and filed this report.
To get into the main children's hospital in Karachi, you have to pass a phalanx of motorcycle taxi drivers, a guard with an AK-47, and a massive metal traffic boom set up to deter potential terrorist attacks, and then past the polio women, teams of vaccinators in black burqas and polio-free Pakistan baseball caps. These female vaccinators are at the front gate, they're in the hallways and in the main waiting room, searching for children under the age of 5 to immunize. If a child's finger isn't covered in ink to show a recent polio inoculation, the women squeeze 2 drops of the vaccine into the child's mouth. Dr. Raza Jamal runs the hospital from a busy office on the 2nd floor.
This is the second largest children's hospital of the country. So all the cases that are from the region mostly get referred to us.
Last year, that was just 4 polio cases. Dr. Jamal supports the polio eradication effort, but he says it's become a national obsession. And he adds that it's taking a huge toll on Pakistan's already overstretched health system.
All the immunization workers have been redirected into the polio campaign, which has resulted in another disaster. And our routine immunization rates have gone down to as low as 30% or less. So that has resulted in epidemics of measles, cases of diphtheria, cases of pertussis, which we have stopped seeing for a long time.
During nationwide polio campaigns, some 200,000 vaccinators fan out across the country to inoculate children. And these days, the government has had to deploy thousands of armed security forces to guard them. 2 years ago, the Taliban started killing polio vaccinators. The militants were irate over the CIA setting up a fake hepatitis vaccination campaign in the country to spy on Osama bin Laden. Since then, the Taliban has gunned down more than 60 polio workers.
Clearly, it is not just a medical issue anymore, and it's a huge political problem.
And polio is one of many significant challenges facing the country. There's a huge security problem in Pakistan. Last month, there was a 5-hour gun battle at the Karachi airport between militants and suicide vests and security forces. The attack was broadcast live on local TV, left 38 people dead, and shut down international air travel from the country's largest airport. People here lack access to jobs, sanitation, decent housing, electricity. Criminal gangs terrorize the slums of Karachi. This is life in chaotic Pakistan. And on top of all this, Western health officials have pushed polio to the front of the country's national agenda. And Pakistan keeps plugging away at the disease. Polio workers vaccinate kids at bus stations, at the airport, and here aboard a stifling hot train car in the Karachi railway station. 2 vaccinators shove their way through the economy class cabins. Just like at the hospital, they snatch up children, squeeze their cheeks together, drop the vaccine into their mouths, mark the little fingers, and within a few seconds, move on. Mazar Nisar from the Pakistan Ministry of Health says the constant drumbeat on polio can be a problem.
There is a serious fatigue factor in the parents. There is a serious fatigue factor amongst the providers.
Coordinating the mass immunization drives all across the country is a major logistical operation. And Nisar says parents have started to question why there's so much attention on this one disease.
They said, you know, when we go to the hospital, we don't get the medicines and we don't get proper treatment. And my child is dying of diarrhea. My child has measles. So every 4 or 6 weeks, you come with the polio vaccine.
This is in part because Pakistan is under intense international pressure to wipe out the disease. Last month, the country got hit with new World Health Organization travel requirements, forcing all Pakistanis to show proof of polio immunization before they can leave the country. Meanwhile, in another blow to national pride, the WHO declared Pakistan's perpetual rival, India, polio-free earlier this year. Being one of the last nations with polio, even if it's just a few dozen cases, has become an embarrassment for the government.
There are people at the highest level who have told me they start their day with polio, they end their day with polio, as if this is the only priority.
Zulfikar Bhutta, professor of pediatrics at the Aga Khan University in Karachi, has worked on polio for decades. He says it's unclear how long Pakistan can stay focused on mass polio immunization drives.
What we need to go and try and do is something a little bit more holistic, rather than just be singularly focused on a single intervention and a single program that bears very little relevance to the lives and livelihoods of people.
By holistic, he means improving the basic health services so kids get immunized for polio along with everything else, upgrading sanitation so the virus can't contaminate drinking water. What Bhutta's talking about is nation building, development, which will take even more time and money than the current barrage of polio immunization campaigns. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll hear from parents in Pakistan. A team of pollsters from Harvard and UNICEF went door to door asking for parents' views on this controversial effort to wipe out polio.